Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Astrology Radio with your host, Janet Hickox, human design consultant and intuitive astrologer. At Living Astrology, we are tapping into the wisdom of the cosmos to uplift, empower, and enlighten people to their personal genius. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology. I'm your host, Janet Hickox, on this wonderful solar eclipse new moon day. I hope everybody has had a wonderful day. We are experiencing lots of fun as Mercury is also retrograde. Jason, I hear you giggling. What's the giggle about? Are you having a good day too?
Because yes, I mean, I can't tell you how many people have called in today with car problems or scheduling problems, and I'm just sort of laughing it off because it's the only thing you can do.
Indeed, it is. You know, I love to have a show on an eclipse day, but when there's an eclipse and a Mercury retrograde day, I feel like we're sort of tempting fate.
Yep.
So listeners, bear with us. We will, so far it's been smooth, right? I don't mean to jinx it. I am now knocking on wood.
Yes.
Because everything is fairly smooth. I mean, there's no real big ups and downs. My weather is behaving. Jason, yours must be behaving. We have
lots of callers
in the queue. And so far so smooth. And you know, that can be the case. I wrote an article today, and if you want to find the article, it's on Facebook under my Live by Human Design or my Living Astrology Facebook page. And in it, I was talking about the fact that the major eclipse issues that I see are coming with the full moon lunar eclipse, and that won't be until the 16th of the month. That's really only 2 weeks away.
Right.
But at that particular eclipse, there's this convergence of systems that seems to be almost like a perfect storm setup. And I wish I were clairvoyant so I could see into the future and tell you exactly what that will mean. It may mean nothing for you. It may mean that the world looks a little weird and there may be things ongoing out in the outer world for us. But hopefully the weather is fine for us as individuals. But as I was writing in the article, as I look at Western astrology, of course, we have a full moon lunar eclipse and we still have Mercury retrograde at that time. So, and this is happening across Virgo and Pisces, where, as everybody knows, we've had a lot of energy in that part of our charts. Wherever it is, it's highly energetic, and, you know, there are a lot of different things going on. And as I looked at Mayan astrology, it happens to fall on a burner day. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Mayan astrology, in a burner day, the Mayans and possibly the Aztecs and the other Central American types of tribes, they had a burner day, which was a day where the society would come together and they would sort of let off steam, whether it be a big party or a big get-together. It was a collective way for them to kind of vent the pressures that built up in life. And so in our societies, we really don't have that on a regular basis. The burner days come every 65 days in the Mayan system. So certainly if you think about our own world, you know, we have holidays and so forth, but nothing that's really as unifying collectively as some of these tribes did down in the Central American area or Mexico and Central America.
You know, that's
but a burner day really fascinating.
Well, I'll tell
because
you,
that's
because
so
the
heavy.
I happen to be Greek, and the ancient Greeks had the very same exact situation. They believed in moderation. However, they even believed in moderation. They took the 24-hour day. They took the 24-hour day period. They dissected it into 3 8-hours for the mind, the body, and the spirit. And everyone had to dedicate 8 hours to those things. But realizing that men were, at the end of the day, to excuse the profanity, animals, they made sure that they had festivals. Periodic festivals were, of course, you know, this is before the Bible, so there was no sin. They had festivals with orgies and bacchanals and excessive eating and drinking and dancing and singing and poetry. So I think it's fascinating to see how all of the old world societies dealt with this need to burn off, like you said, some of these energies. It's fascinating.
It is. And, you know, in a way, the only thing that I could think of as I was writing the article today was that of the Super Bowl, right, where we have this, at least for our country, I'm not sure about the rest of the world if they are really tuned into the Super Bowl, but in this country, you know, it's certainly, it doesn't matter which team you're for or which team, you know, you were rooting for all season, it does tend to bring us all together in some collective ways where we can express ourselves, we kind of have, we build parties around it, for God's sakes, and, you know, some people build shopping trips around it so they don't have to listen to the Super Bowl, but no matter
what
we do.
That would be me, that would be me.
Not me. I'm a Super Bowl fan. I come from a football family and the Seahawks all the way, man. But, you know, that was the only thing that I could really think of in our society right now that takes us to that level of being able to collectively burn off some steam and vent the pressures of our everyday lives. Now, the third system that I was looking at in as an astrology system was the human design system. And the gate in human design, of course, the planets sit at gates, and those gates can form channels if it connects another center to a center. And I know that's, you know, you don't have to know all that part, except to say that that day of the eclipse, the sun and earth are sitting in the gate of impact and in the gate of crisis. And just that means that the moon is going to be in the mix there. And it's going to be kind of a crazy day. And if I'm looking at that, that's on the 16th of September. The moon will actually be at the gate of crisis along with the earth. And, you know, that's a day that's very, that's filled with sort of restless energy. And if you don't have a way to build in, if you don't have something built in to be able to release that restlessness, then it can lead us to do things that we wouldn't normally do, right? You know, if I'm a normally everyday person, I don't go bungee jumping, but I decide today because I'm restless and I don't know what else to do, so I'm just going to go jump off the nearest bridge with a bungee jumper, you know, I might die.
Are you telling me that on the 16th? I'm supposed to set my orgy for the 16th. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Janet?
No. I'm trying to say it's going to be crazy energy around that eclipse. And everybody, you know, being forewarned and forearmed can be in their right minds, mm-hmm. can be in peace and love, as opposed to, you know, putting out that energy of assertiveness or aggression. And I should have looked at where Mars would be that day because, you know, we don't, God help us if Mars is in a bad place. Mars will be at the gate of ideas. Oh, God help us. So nobody get any brainy ideas about looking for something strange and wonderful to do unless it's safe and unless you are in physical alignment with it, okay? Uh-huh. So interesting energies. And, of course, here I am today. I am talking with Jason Levanis, who has joined Living Astrology as a producer behind the scene in our radio show. But I wanted to introduce him today and have him give him an opportunity to tell you about himself. Hello, I can't seem to speak suddenly. Because he is a very talented tarot card reader. And of course, tarot and astrology and numerology, they dovetail so nicely that it makes it very pertinent for us on an astrology radio show to talk about tarot. So Jason, why don't you give us a little background about yourself? How did you come to know the tarot or even be interested in doing readings?
Awesome. First of all, let me start by saying thank you, Janet, from the bottom of my soul. For the people who don't know there, everybody needs mentors. Janet has been my astrologer for at least the past 5 to 10 years. And it's because of her that I've been able to make really important choices, because very often as sensitives, empaths, psychics, whatever word you want to use, sometimes you can't read yourself, which you need to be able to go to the foot of someone else and say, I need direction. And Janet has been there for me, so thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have been I've been tremendously enjoying myself. To give you a little background about me and how I've come to this, my mother, God rest her soul, she was this very well-known in her area, the metropolitan area, psychic. And at the age of 13, I started to do trans channeling. And she thought it was ever so fun to have me as sort of a party trick, because I would leave my body and my higher spirit would come through and I would give readings. I'd come back having no clue of what I had just said. And all these people, you know, crying. And I'm like, oh, geez, what did I say, you know? However, it really was a tea, and I really wasn't feeling like I got anything out of it. So life went on, and I ended up going to conservatory. And while I was at the conservatory, I was studying opera, but I was also getting a degree in art history. So for me, images have always been extremely important. One summer, during my studies, my mother had given me a book, a very important book, which I will say slowly so everyone can jot down, a book that truly impressed upon my life, and it was called Initiation, and it was by a lady by the name of Elizabeth Hayek, spelled H-A-I-C-H. She happened to have been a Hungarian mystic, and the translation, by the way, that you can get, you can, I don't know if there's a PDF you can download, but I highly recommend it. It's by D.Q. Stevenson. I will warn everybody, the first 100 pages are really difficult to sort of, they're on the boring side, but you find out that it's all backstory that becomes incredibly pertinent. So the long and the short of it was, while I was auditioning and doing things, I'm reading this book, it really just set me a world because it explains astrology. It is very heavily Egyptian oriented, and it talks about her initiation in the Egyptian lifetime. And I can honestly tell you that it was my initiation. That being said, however, the summer ended and I went back to conservatory, and it's you know, a hell of a discipline. So I got back into my singing and this and that, and I left it alone. Well, flash forward after graduation, years later, I was in New York City, and I was the managing bartender, head managing bartender, at Stonewall, which is now a landmark in the Greenwich Village, West Village. And there was a man who came into my bar, and of course I was reading people, and that was one of the reasons I was able to, you know, make wonderful conversation and had insight to people, and they tipped me well. But this gentleman walked in, and I saw immediately over his head some issues. And I looked at him, and I said, whatever you are planning to do tonight, you are not allowed to do. I want you to know that the angels, the cardinals, the popes, the bishops, all of them are by you, and to not lose faith. Well, the man broke down in tears because, Janet, he had come in. He happened to be Catholic, happened to be a priest, happened to be gay. And, you know, sometimes those things exactly don't go so well.
Dovetail. No, you're right.
Yeah, no, there seems to be a little friction there. But the long and the short of it was that he came in. He was planning on having, sadly enough, he was planning on having his last drink before he committed suicide.
Oh.
And I looked at him and I said, you are absolutely not allowed to end this light. If you do, you will be forced to come back time and time again, and you have got to get through these lessons this lifetime. Well, of course, he looks at me like I have four heads, and he ends up drinking, having a great time, and he comes back the next night. I happen to be on, and he comes back in with this tarot deck, and I thought, wow, this is interesting. He happened to have been, like I said, a priest, and he was conflicted not only with his sexuality, but in the fact that he was mystical and had a psychic edge to himself and believed in astrology and believed in all of these other divination arts. And I looked at him and I said, well, don't you realize that even the Catholic Church has been using astrologies for centuries? What should you stand in shame about? He hands me this tarot card deck, which is called the Cosmic Tribe Tarot, and instantly this deck spoke to me. And because I have this image scenario happening with me, I do, as you've listed on the page, I have an interior design, a home staging, business staging. Images have always been very important to me. And so I would like to sort of lay it out there for the people what my philosophies are and how it is that tarot is important, if that's good with you. Did I lose you? Hello? 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 Can you hear me? This is very strange. Very strange. I guess you are in the process of, let me see, Janet, are you in the process?
I'm back.
You're sorry.
Back. I couldn't tell whether,
were you, okay, well, I was wondering, there was dead space, and I thought, you know, darn it, Mercury is giving it to us really good. So I don't know what you got up, I don't know what you got up to on that.
I had an emergency. My dog was chasing a neighbor, and I had to go run out and chase down the dog. The dog is now in the house.
So
the neighbor is fine. I have no clue what you said. So,
okay, good. So now I understand what's going on. So you had to exempt for a moment. However, I stopped to ask if it was good then, now having explained how the tarot came to me. I don't know whether you got that part. Sort of some of my philosophies are, and to explain a little bit about the tarot, if that's good with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the listeners would love to know that. How,
okay.
You know, how do you like to do readings and how do you work
Wonderful.
That?
So, insofar as my readings are concerned, I can hit that in just a moment, but I basically gave them the history of how I came to this deck. And now I'd like to lay out there very simply my involvement with tarot and how it is that it works for everyone who doesn't know about the tarot, okay?
Okay.
So, interestingly enough, if you were to ask me, Jason, what is the purpose of life? It would be very simple, Janet. The purpose of life, we live lifetime after lifetime for the purpose of knowledge and love until we become all-knowing, or we become very much like the all that is. And I'm going to use for our show today the word God. Hopefully that doesn't offend anybody. And what people need to know is that the tarot, as well as other, you know, divination arts, tarot is rooted in the remote past of the forgotten ancient Egypt. And I've already told your listeners about the Elizabeth Hayek book. And
right, I did hear
how,
that.
And how important the symbolism is. What we need to understand is that the soul, interestingly enough, thinks in images. It does not think in words or concepts. It thinks in images. And I'll explain a little bit more what I mean about this. So when you look at the cards, if I was to pick a signifying card for somebody, the actual card for that person, for instance, shows where on the ladder to you becoming a true God-man, and I use the word man not in a sexist way, but for our radio show, meaning everyone, the card shows where you are in this ladder of development. So what you need to understand is, as we come through this veil of forgetfulness when we are born, the cards will show you where you may or may have not halted in your development. And it's sort of an indicator of where you're at in order for you to become stimulated, to become more like the all that is. Now, since souls think in images, when these cards are presented, the images elicit an effect, a stirring within you. And when you follow this stirring within you, the inner self, the soul brings forth from its silent standings in your own words, in your own thoughts. And the result is that you begin to release your vital forces. And again, forces, which we'll talk about energy and how it taps into the human design element. A lot of times you'll hear psychics talk about how they receive images. Oh, I'm getting the image of. And that's a perfect example of what I mean by the soul thinks in images. One of my favorite quotes from Elizabeth Hayek is, "The soul of humanity, like the soul of the individual, lives only through love." And it's a wonderful, yes, it's a wonderful quote. So anyway, getting back, the soul thinks in images. So by focusing your attention on these images in the cards, the subject begins to sympathetically vibrate, because colors and shapes and sounds, they all have numbers. They all have a vibration. So we begin to sympathetically vibrate with these images and the energy through which the images come from. Interestingly enough, I should say, is that throughout time, language has changed, but imagery has not. There really is no new art. Images are just the reproduction of more images, and they have not changed. Hence, the tarot has not. So it hasn't become adulterated, and it's pretty much unadulterated. What we learned from Elizabeth Hayek, then, after you finish reading the initiation, I highly recommend her book called Wisdom of the Tarot. And you really have to read initiation first so that you can understand the language and the jargon that she uses. Long and short of it is that there are 22 of the major arcana. There are 78 cards as a whole. 56 are of the lesser arcana. So look at it this way. I'm going to give it to you in a human design aspect that will ring true with all of your listeners. Man is a mosaic. And each one of us is a different mosaic. The cards that are revealed to you reveal the mosaic in the energy configurations that you are, in the very same way that the chart of the human design shows this circuitry, shows this mosaic of who you are. And the cards bring into your awareness, into your conscious mind, what has been stopped by the veil of forgetfulness. You know, in your human design, you have these two columns. You have this red column and you have this black column. The black column is when you were born. But as you have said to many people, the red column is what happened 90 days before, whatever. It's when the soul is attaching itself to the growing baby. Well, when the soul attaches at that point, it's still conscious. But the second we are born, we fall through that veil of forgetfulness. And it's our job to wake up, to become conscious. So ultimately, we're trying to become conscious beings, and we do that obviously through meditations and tools such as astrology, human design, I Ching, numerology, tarot, just to name a few. To show you some of the interesting things about cards, for example, the number one, which is the very first card of the arcana, is the magician. And if you look at it, especially in my cosmic tribe, he stands there and he's waving his hands. He has the infinity symbol and he has all the tools he needs to do and create whatever he needs in this life, in this earth existence. And that would be the magician that is before we are born. The second we are born, boom, we go through that veil and whoever you are in this lifetime supposed to be will be corresponding to whatever card. Interestingly enough, the number one is where everything manifests and arises from. All comes from the number one up to the number 10, which then again really is just the number one, which is representing the infinite universe. So it's funny and interesting to look at the major arcana because everything comes from that. And if you look at the ace of spades, or you just look at the ace of any suit in a regular playing deck of cards, the ace outranks all other cards, and that's the number one, which is the magician. So that being said, I've given you a little background on how it is that I came to the tarot, and how it is that this book by Elizabeth Hayek have impressed me. And I then began to start my readings. I use it in conjunction with my psychic abilities, my sensitivities, if you want. I can be reached at zenstaging@gmail.com for readings, by where I do hour-long readings, and I can do them over the phone or with Skype. It doesn't make a difference. And I do a little numerology, and then we hit the cards. Now, a lot of a lot of tarot readers, they like to do 15 card spreads. To me, Janet, it's just too much of a cluster, you get my drift.
And too many cards.
I do three card pulls, which is, and I'm going to say this now for all of the callers in and everybody listening. I read the immediate past, present, and future. I'll repeat, immediate past, present, and future on any person, place, or thing, dead, alive, animal, it doesn't make a difference. I can give you information on that subject, that person, that place, or that thing. And that is how I do my reading. So I will end up in the course of an hour doing 10 or 15 three-card pulls. And it's far more detailed, in my opinion, and enlightening than the 15 card spreads. One's crossing you, one's up your nose, one's in your ear. I just don't work that way. It's too much for me. So, that being said, now that I've talked on, I am ready for you and or your callers unless you have any other questions for me.
Well, I was thinking if, you know, when we have several callers, by the way, the whole queue is lit up, and I want to be able to give as many people an opportunity for a reading. But what kinds of questions would you think people or maybe how should
they
phrase their questions?
They're the same ones every time, the ones that you get. What are the heavy hitters in life? We want to know about sex. We want
relationships,
to know about love,
and money.
Relationships, sex, money. Business. We want to know about loved ones. We want to know about loved ones who have passed on. We want to know about our children. We want to know about the girl that's in the cubicle next to us who has, you know, gastritis and, you know, it's hard to get through the day. You know, we want to know about what's going to happen. You know, it's funny because I actually will not read anybody who is under the age of 10. I draw my line at 10, and when I do parties, like, for instance, I will do parties because I love doing parties, because I'm far more foul-mouthed than I am right now on the radio with you. And so I'm the real deal sort of grassroots. I'm not going to sit there and try and give you some hyper-ethereal mumbo-jumbo. I'm going to tell you that this is X, Y, and Z, and I guess maybe because I've been brought up in the New York metropolitan area, we're a little grittier over here. But people want to know about the everyday important things. They want to know about a situation. They want to know about their car. They want to know about the heavy hitters, which is relationships and their job and money and their relationships, their sister, their brother, family members. And those seem to be the ones, you know, and I'm sure you get that all the time with your human design and with your astrology.
Yeah, there seems to be certain subjects that people want to universally seem to want to know about, and health being another one that, you know, I will frequently
absolutely.
Get.
There you go. Very, very much so. Health is a biggie.
So seriously, then, there's no subject that's really off
right.
limits.
And I want to also warn your listeners, not like, you know, gloom and doom, but I just don't BS. So
that's true. You don't mince words.
If I tell you something, it's because, damn it, I'm feeling strongly about this. You know, if I feel someone is going to pass, or if I feel something is not, you know, going to be for you, I'm going to tell you straight off the bat. I mean, I'm sure, you know, Janet, I have told you about somebody who came in the other day. They got a reading. I hit all the points. And then on the very last reading, this person asked me about her husband, and I'm like, listen, I don't know what to tell you. But he better get his resume up and running. He better, you know, start to get things together, because things are going to go at his job are going to go a little haywire, and he's going to want to quit. He's going to be frustrated. And, you know, this woman came back and we were like, oh gosh, Jason, you were really on about everything, but, you know, my husband's been at the same place for 10 years and there's never been a problem. I get an email the next morning. Oh my God. He just got written up the first time and blah, 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 all kinds of stuff like that. And so I don't BS. I'm going to tell you exactly how I see it. I don't sugarcoat it. And so that I hope everyone understands that if they are faint of heart, I will do my best to try and be polite. But I call them like I see them.
And I'm sure that's appreciated. No one's going to get their feelings hurt when they're being told the honest truth, let's hope. All right, so we're going to take our first caller. Her name is Amla. And hello, Amla, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Hello, Amla. How are you today?
Great.
Good. You're my style. I'm a straight shooter myself. So
wonderful. Where are you calling in from?
Connecticut.
Wonderful, wonderful. I went to school at University of Hartford. Hartford Hawks. Wonderful.
No way.
Okay. I certainly did.
There. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So what's on your mind today, beautiful lady?
Okay. Excellent. So I met somebody, and it's funny. It's divine timing, divine perfection, whatever you want to call it. This was 8 years ago, and I never looked at him in the sense of a different person. I was looking for people with whistles, all that stuff. And he's
you don't even have to ask the question. I've already pulled the three cards. So this is how it works.
Okay,
the Six of Cups is in the immediate past for you, and on it's the lotus blossom in the hands. And this guy, I think, is lovely. He's actually very good looking. And I want you to know that in the past, there was a lot of energy swirling around with it, and there was a lot of interest, but it wasn't quite the right time. Right now we have the Eight of Discs in the presence, which is happiness and flowers, and it is a wonderful, nurturing, a feeling like, oh, finally, oh, this is beautiful, and it's a garden, and it's rich. And what I love about the future, I don't even know what your question is. I don't care, because I'm going to tell you straight off the, I'm going to tell you straight off the bat, the immediate card in the future is the Empress. Now, what I love about this card is that she is this beautiful woman, which I'm sure you are, and she's sitting on a huge daisy. And if you switch up the accent on the word Empress, then becomes Empress. So I want you to know, I want you to know going forward, he's going to be impressing you. You're going to be impressing him, but it's not going to be work. You know how a lot of times they say a relationship is work, dating is work, it's all work. Well, I have to tell you something. I have no idea how old you are, and I also don't care. But for the first time in your life, this is going to be the first relationship I'm getting. And what, is his name start with a B? What does his name start with?
S, as in Sam.
Interesting, because I got this B sound, and it, because, oh, that's funny, because I'm looking at the card, and there are Bs in the card. Isn't that funny? Okay. This relationship, you are not going, both of you are going to continue to impress each other as you reveal to each other, but you're not going to have to work hard. It's going to be easy with this person.
Yeah. And you know the funny thing is, he's not even my type, and that's the thing. That's when I knew. I was like, wait, what am, you know what? This is, how is that working for you, as Dr. Phil would say, with the past?
Well, I'll tell you something. Every time you think you know, every time you think you know what your past is, just talk to Janet. She'll show you. It's all about circuitry. What he has, you don't have. What you have, he doesn't have. And obviously, you all are completing some kind of circuitry for each other, and it is working. And all I can tell you is I like this person. I like this relationship. So you stay with it and go against maybe your quote type. Because what I would say to you is how well has your type served you in the past, Alma? Amla, how well? Well, the answer is here you are today, with a different type and a stirring in your heart and your loins. So there you have it. Did you have another question about another topic?
Oh yeah, sure. How is my speaking engagement going? I'm a writer.
I didn't catch the first part. How is your what engagement?
Sure. I'm a speaker, and I'm wondering for that in the fall. It's been kind of tough, but
all right. So I'm going to give you some information about your communication and your speaking and your writing and all that happy horseshit. Okay, hold on. Ooh.
Yep.
So I want to tell you. Oh, good. Yes, yes. Okay. Look. Now, usually this is what happens. Okay, I pull three cards, and then I get what they call sticky fingers. And then on the last position or the middle position, two cards will get pulled. So I'm going to do this really rapid fire, so pay attention, please. In the past, you have felt like the hangman. You've been hung upside down. You've had some success, but you can't seem to get out of your way, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, gosh darn it, you know, either I have stage fright or I don't feel like the right words are coming, and that's what's happened in the past. I need you to understand that this is the card in the middle. There's the Two of Cups and these swans with their necks entwined. It is a beautiful union for you. This is the right thing for you. Don't question that this is the right thing for you, please, okay? I need you to understand that the necks for you are going to give you a little ajida, okay? I don't know where you're speaking. I don't know how you're speaking, but what's interesting about it is I picked the Eight of Swords, and it was stuck together with the Hierophant. Now, if you look at my personal business cards, the Hierophant, which is the fifth card of the Major Arcana, is my card. It is the Buddha card. It is the card where all of the brothers are looking out for each other. And you need to know that you have been tapped into a divine wisdom. But Amla, you keep getting in your way. So would you do me a favor, please? Would you become a little more disciplined? Because my mother is telling me in my ear, which she passed on, she's telling me, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, dear, but she's telling me that you're a little lazy with your discipline. I want you to wake up every day. I want you to set your alarm at the same time, and I want you to do your writing at the same time for the same amount of time and set an alarm. There's no more of this willy-nilly writing. Do you understand?
Yes, completely. Yes.
Okay, so I don't want to hear any complaints, because you have everything that you need to go forward. It's a great marriage with you and this vocation, and you need to be able to tap into your source by your discipline. Stop thinking you're this flighty, creative individual. inspiration and talent are only just a part of it. It's the discipline part. Don't I sound like a Capricorn, Janet? It's the discipline part.
Yes, I'm sitting here going, oh, my God, what are you doing, Mr. Capricorn?
The guy is a Capricorn, too. That's just too funny. January 16th.
Funny. January 13th. You're in good company. So that's the time that I have for you today, my love. I send you forth with blessings. Thank you for listening. And like I said, if you need more of a reading, you know where to find me.
You are amazing. I love your zing and your spirit. Thank you so much.
There's something wrong with being Greek. We can't help it. Bye now.
Well, thank you so much, Amla.
Take care.
Victim.
Victim. Oh, my goodness. You're going to scare him away. Let's see. I got to find my number two in here. And that sounded bad.
I was just going to say, really? Cocky duties. What do you got next for me?
Let's see. I can't find number two. They must have gotten disconnected. So I'm going to bring in number three.
Number three, Debbie. Wonderful.
How about Debbie? Debbie,
hi.
You're on.
Hi.
Hello, Debola.
Hi. I love how your direct approach is great.
Debbie, I need to tell you that I'm sitting here, and as I'm speaking with you, I am seeing a rabbi. I don't know if you're Jewish. I need to tell you about the rabbis that are around you, bringing you blessings. These men are working with you. You have had many lifetimes as a person of the Jewish faith. I don't know if that means anything to you. And I know that Debbie can be a Jewish name, but as soon as I got connected to you, I saw men with I saw yarmulkes. I saw beautiful, beautiful Mixolydian mode. I could hear music in my head. So I want you to know that if that's not part of your sort of spiritualism, that this has been something that in your life, past lifetimes, has been a big part of you. It's part of your fabric.
Wow, that's interesting. No, I'm not Jewish. I don't know anything really about it at all except for what I've learned from my friends about it.
Okay, I just want you to know that should you investigate the Kabbalah, should you investigate this understanding, you're going to blossom like gangbusters, okay?
Wow, that's interesting.
Right. Okay, here we go. First question. What do you need to know, sweetheart?
My question was going to be just for you to tell me whatever I
All right, I'm going to give you a general, I'm going to do what I like to call the general reading, okay?
Uh-huh.
Oof. Oh, me like you. Aw. For you, yes, fantastic. Okay, here we go, lady. Listen, I don't know what's happened to you in the immediate past, but I got the Nine of Cups, and there are these beautiful chalices that are filled with rainbows. People love you. You love people. You've done well economically. You've done well spiritually, and now you're stuck with your thumb up your, you know what? And you're going, now what? Right now,
exactly.
You've hit a point right now where you are, and I need you to hear me. I don't know how old you are, and sometimes I trust, and they become curmudgeon-y. They get stuck in their ways. So I'm going to tell you this right now. If you continue to do the same thing in the same way, expecting a different result, then you've gone bonkers. This Five of Swords in the present, the Five of Swords that is in the present is showing me these swords that come down, and they create like a jail. And behind it, the image of a man holding on to these swords, and he's actually clutching them, holding on for dear life because the modality that you have adopted has treated you and served you well in the past. But guess what, Boopy? They are no longer serving you. Now, I have some information for you. Whether you like it or not, in the next six weeks, but I'm going to give you a little longer period, and I'm going to say within the next 6 months, you have the Six of Wands, and you have the Eye of God at the very bottom, and they look like there are these layers of an onion being peeled off. So I don't know whether you're going back to school and taking courses. I don't know whether you are feeling stagnated and you need to do something new. I want you at work. I want you with your partner. I want you with your dog. I want you with cooking. I don't care what it is that you do. You are going to promise yourself and me today that you're going to start trying to do things differently, because if you don't, Deb, you're going to be bored out of your boobs for the rest of your life. You need to do things, Lee. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
And that for you is going to be...
I'm not sure what it is that I need to do differently, but...
Well, let me ask you the best question. What is it in life that you feel complacent or bored with right now? When we're off the radio, you go ahead and think about that. So if you've been eating the same food, if you have been interacting with people in the same way and just sort of going through the motions, what I am championing you to do, well, you're not going to have a choice. Whatever's going to be happening to you astrologically and numerologically is you're going to start to burn away the layers, peel back the layers of the things that are no longer serving you, because quite honestly, it's just plain boredom. So this boredom is going to help to move you forward. And I'm just going to ask you, please don't be stubborn. Please open up your mind to new modalities and new ways of thinking if you can.
Oh, my God, I do all kinds of new ways and modalities. You don't have any idea how many different things. I do a lot of different things.
So I want you to continue with that, because what I'm seeing here is that at present it looks like you're stagnant. It looks like you're not.
Kind of.
Which is it? Is you is or is you ain't my baby? So you're telling me you're doing all kinds of new is you is or is you ain't my baby. What I mean by that is, are you trying all kinds of new things or are you stagnant? Which is it? Because you've given me
I've done all kinds of new things, but I don't know. I've lived the same place for a long time. I was going to ask you if you see me moving in the future.
Let me pull a card, Izu. No, that would be chaos for you. Please don't move, and especially within the next 7 months. That would be a bad idea for you. It would be chaos.
Okay.
You will not get the price that you want. You will not find the thing you want. And you're going to come across a lot of, unpleasant real estate brokers. And you're not going to have a good time with this. I want you to take the next couple months to invest in yourself by getting into a regime of doing something consistently new, as opposed to just, I'm going to try this day, and I'm going to try this that day. Something consistently new so that you can reap the rewards, the benefits. Does that make sense?
Okay, I'll try that, and I'm definitely going to call you for another reason.
Awesome. It was my pleasure to talk to you, Debbie.
You too. Thank you so much, and best of luck with you. I know I'm a friend of Janet, so I know I can see it's a match made in heaven.
Yes, I like to call it good cop, bad cop. We know which cop she is. Very obviously the good cop. All right, I'm ready for your next caller.
All right, thanks, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Deb.
All right, I'm going to bring in Jay from, I think I'm going to say Medicine Hat, Canada. Jay, are you live with us?
Yes, I am.
Are you
Thanks
there?
So much for taking my call. Hello.
Hi, Jay.
Hey there. How's it going?
Wonderful. How is everything in Canada?
Well, it's pretty nice here. It's cooling down quite a bit, actually, where I am. So
wonderful. Jay, I'm mixing the cards as we speak. Would you like to talk to me about a specific subject that is particularly working on you right now? The fact that you are feeling, bombarded at the moment? Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, I got to get my energy in line. I got spiritually bullied on Monday, right? So
if you'll allow me to be so bold and forward, what I would like to hear you say, since I am a student of positive psychology, is I have been allowing myself to be spiritually bullied lately this way that you're not a victim. No one does unto you anything. We never, ever get involved in activities that do not serve us. So you're learning something. It might not be pleasant. But please make sure that you couch it and say to yourself, wow, I have allowed myself to get spiritually bullied. What's in this for me? Do you get the drift?
Good one.
It was a good one, but I didn't do anything to allow it in.
No. We're not talking about on a conscious level. You somehow brought into your conscious, from your subconscious, you manifested a scenario. Hear me, sir. You brought in a scenario by where you got bullied. If you come to me and say, I was bullied, then you come to me as a victim. And when that happens, your personal power goes whoosh, right out the window. And I know that you're a powerful being, as we all are. But in particular, if you come from this head down, tail between your legs, I got screwed over, and people are, I'm going to eat some worms and die, then your vitality goes out the window. You allow some people to bully you. So do you want some clarity on that? Or another issue? Do you want to know how is it that you have dealt with this bullying? Is a better question.
Good question.
What happened is he really knocked my energy center out of my third eye.
You allowed this person to interfere with your third eye chakra. Is that what I'm hearing?
what I did is I gave him a hug, and he put his finger, used his finger to do something with my third eye.
Ah, so here we go.
And
I'm going to
count
you in terms that you brought this person into your life. He interfered with you energetically, and now I'm going to do a little reading on this person so that we can get some clarity as to why this happened. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Awesome. So let me just, now I have no idea about this person. So the first card is that this person in his life is the card Seven of Cups. It is chaos. So you need to know first and foremost that this person is an unbalanced individual. So for whatever it is, this person has gone out of his way in the past to be like that. And for some reason, okay, the next card is the 10, which is the Wheel. I want you to know that this has very little to do with you. It means that this person goes around burning and churning, and he does this to a lot of people, or better yet, he seems to be the teacher that people invite in to do this to them so that they can be shifted, they can be jolted. Now, I want to tell you how lovely the last card is, and I'm so glad. Good gosh, Janet, thank God this card is good, because I thought, how the heck am I going to spin this one? Here we go. The Six of Swords. What I love, Jay, about this is that you're obviously an intelligent person. And if you look at the Six of Swords here, it shows somebody who is able to fight for themselves. And it shows the top half of the card is clouds and heaven. And the bottom part is the technical world. It is a motherboard. So what I want you to understand that is with this person going forward in the future, even if you do not interact with this person again, Jay, are you planning on interacting with this person?
Probably another meetup group.
Okay. I need you to know that you're actually smarter than he is, which is lovely, and that you have been, oh, gosh, I hate to bring the same message, but you've been psychically lazy. I don't care where you go. I don't care what group you go into. You damn well better, before you go into any of these places, put yourself in a bubble of light and love. And if that means a pink bubble of love, Jesus Christ and Buddha energy, if that means a green bubble of energetic healing, if it means that you need to see some red and black around you, I need you to know that you are not some kind of victim running around out there. You are to put yourself in an energetic field by where no one is to mess with you, because, you see, you have the swords. You have the actual wisdom from heaven to bring from the ether into reality, whatever kind of spiritual nourishment you need. So I need you to look at yourself a little bit more as a master and a little less as a slave. Do you get that drift at all?
Yes, I do. Thanks. Yes.
You are incredibly powerful. This Six of Cords is like, and this person is a psychophant. This person is somebody who likes to feed off of others and cause chaos. I would highly suggest that you avoid this person. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Nice. Good message.
Next person, awesome. Or next question? How are we doing on callers in there, Janet?
We've got plenty of callers. Thanks, Jay, so
awesome.
Much.
Jay,
and,
thank you for taking the time. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, too. Both of you.
So, Jason, before we go off to the next caller, I would like to give you an opportunity to tell people how they can reach out to you. If they want a reading, how can they reach you?
I am reachable at the moment. I don't have a website up. I've had some computer issues, but I am always reachable through my email, which is Zen Staging, one word, like Zen Buddhism, Zen Staging, ZenStaging, at gmail.com. And it's as simple as that. We'll go back and forth with a couple of emails, set some stuff up. If you're local to me, we get together. If not, we do it via Skype, and it's as simple as that.
Very nice. And I've also put up a page on my website at living-astrology.com. And across the top, there's a little button that says Jason Levanis, and you can click on that and also reach out and find him there. So let's see. We've got about 10 minutes left, Jason. So let's bring in Andy. And she's been waiting patiently for a reading. And hello, Andy, it's your turn.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Andy.
Yasu, Jason.
Yasu.
Yasu.
Are you Greek?
Part Greek, too. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I always tell people, nobody in my house ever had a headache. They always had brain tumors. You know, we're the most crazy. We invented drama and civilization, as it were. Just ask the Greeks. They'll tell you. But so I always think, you know, I totally get the headspace. Was your mother Greek?
No, actually, my dad was.
Even worse. Oh, God, I hate to be the first boy that tried to date you. Ugh. Anyway, what can I do for you today?
Well, I had a quick question about, I am in the midst of probably the last year of school and am having to do a lot of writing and getting ready to do a proposal and da 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 da. And I'm just wondering how this is
stop.
All.
I already pulled your card. Look, okay. In the immediate past, the Ten of Wands comes up, and if you look, he's half man, half burro, and he's just weighed down. I don't know what you were studying. May I ask you what science you were studying, please?
Lots of science, yes.
What are you studying?
Nursing. Nursing science.
Here we go, lady. Yeah. I have nothing but sunshine and rainbows squirting out my nose for you. And, of course, nose is not what I was going to say. So I want you to know the Ten of Wands is in the immediate past. And what's incredible about this card is he's carrying this incredible load, and there's some fire around him, and the hands are crossed, and he's bearing the load. But what's fantastic about it is that on the top of his head is the owl, which – some cultures have one symbolism, but for me, always means wisdom. So no matter how hard things have been, good for you. You have stuck it out. In the present, we have the Three of Discs, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, but this is my scientist card. These are the people in the medical field. These are the people that are the helpers, the people that are here to use science to help. And if you look at the card, there's this gorgeous geometric diamond in the middle, and there are these three wheels that are being connected, and from the very top of the crystal is a white beam of light that comes in from God, from heaven, and it shoots out the other side in a rainbow. So it means that you're taking infinite wisdom, you're taking technological wisdom and bringing it in from the heaven and using it into the earth, and that's happening right now. And what I love about you is that you very soon, it says here, the Ace of Discs, at the very, very top of it, it talks about, I don't know whether you're into the holistic thing, but this is a very green card, and there are eyes all watching you, and there are these beautiful hands coming up and supporting you from the world. Your endeavors are going to take off like gangbusters. You're going to be working with a team of people. You are going to have a lot of people watching you, and it's going to be extremely successful. Not only that, good money, honey. This is a card that's showing you that you're being supported by the universe and by God. So, gangbusters, fantastic. You're doing great. I'm glad you stuck it through. I'm sorry that the learning curve and the learning process was such a difficult situation, because I was going to use a different word altogether. So this is great news. Great, great stuff here. I love it.
Well, yay. Thank you so much. Thank you both.
You are very welcome.
Thanks so much for calling in today, Andy, and for waiting. Let's see, we have 6 more minutes. I think we could take one more caller, and next I have Sandra for you on the line. Sandra,
hello,
are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
I hope that you've been enjoying the show so far.
I have.
And my big mouth. Tell me, Sandra, what's on your plate today? What do you want to know about, Mama?
I really want to know about love.
Love.
Yes,
imagine that. A woman wants to know about love. Big surprise.
Nobody.
All right. Okay. Let me go here. Shamalama Ding Dong. Oh, look at you. Okay. Aww. For you. Okay. All right. So listen, lady. I was hoping to be able to give you, an incredibly encouraging reading, but I'm going to be giving you a reading of warning. Now, in the past, yeah, just hang on, listen, hold on to your hernia belt. In the past, it shows you perhaps haven't been as judicious as you should have been with your spirit, with your sex, with your soul, with your being, and that you've just sort of flitted around when it comes to things on the partner side. Now, right now, whether or not you're admitting it to me or anybody else, the Three of Swords comes up. And the Three of Swords has these three swords coming together, and there are these rose petals that are around it. I don't know if you've just lost somebody, but there shows some sadness around this topic, like, poor me. What's wrong with me? Why can't I get something? Now, the card in the future is the Knight of Discs. Now, this is where I come in with the warning. I need you to go out and get yourself a damn makeover, get to the gym, take a class, do whatever you have to do to keep your spirit uplifted, because it looks to me like you've lost a bit of yourself through not having what it
is. A bit? No, I lost a lot of myself, actually.
Well, okay, so I want to tell you that the level of sadness that I'm feeling is a lot more than I think that I can properly denote right here, and I refuse to do it in front of an entire public radio. I just want you to know that I'm with you and that I hear you. I know what it's like to go from level A and feel like you're at level crap. And I want you to know that going forward in the future, you have to do stuff to make yourself feel better. So this is what I'm going to ask you to do. Can you do this for me? I know it's going to sound strange as hell. I want you to take yourself out on a date once a week. I want you to date yourself once a week. Now, that might sound strange, and this means that you are not allowed to bring a book with you and isolate. You are to take your little self, you are to get yourself a makeover, do whatever you have to do to feel pretty again. And most people say it worked from the inside out. Horse pucky. I want you to go buy yourself a nice pair of shoes, or I don't care if it's from the thrift shop. It doesn't have to be expensive. I want you to go out and make yourself feel pretty, and I want you to go out to a cafe or a restaurant once a week and start to stare down your issues so that you can get comfortable in your skin, because I would hate to see you go forward making some terrible mistakes and dragging yourself through the mud and dirtying yourself with people who are not deserving of your beautiful energy. Because I want to tell you, I pulled another card, and the card tells me that if you do this, you will have success. But if you get locked in fear, if you get locked in poor me, woe is me, you're not going to get what you want out of the whole love scenario. I want you to date yourself for a little while. Go out once a week, buy yourself dinner, feel good about yourself. And if there are people at the cafe that want to interact with them. You know, if you have a bottle of wine that you buy, you want to offer somebody a glass of wine, whatever it might be, go ahead and get comfortable in your skin. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of good sense to me. Actually, I was kind of feeling more like I just wanted to work on myself. For me,
yep.
Until I feel better about myself.
Okay.
So,
that's exactly what I want you to do. I don't want you, because you've gone about things a little foolishly in the past. I'm sorry, but that's what the card said. And now you're reaping the rewards of that, which are crappy. And I don't want you to go on feeling crappy. You're a great gal. So that's my message for you today. And I don't mean to be short. It's just that I'm looking at our board, and Janet,
we have about a minute left.
Yes,
well,
we have just about
so
a minute
much
left.
Thank you so much to both of you.
You are so
you're
welcome.
Most welcome, bless and thank
me.
You so much for calling in today.
God bless.
Bye for now. So, Jason, thank you so much for being on the show today as my guest.
This has been a blast.
And I think you've probably, you know, made a lot of people stand up and take notice at the messages that you were bringing through. So
awesome.
I want to thank you very much. And again, people can reach Jason for a reading at zenstaging@gmail.com. And then join Jason and I next week as we bring in our guest,
yes,
Tracy Lockwood, psychic medium, as she talks to us about tales from the other side. I almost always want to say tales from the dark side, but that is not what I mean.
No,
tales
no,
from the other side.
This
she is
such
a delightful
pleasure,
woman.
Thank you.
And And it'll be 4 o'clock again, Pacific time, on next Thursday, September 8th. In the meantime, thank you again, Jason, and everybody have a stellar week.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today on Living Astrology. Living Astrology is part of the Empower You Media Network. You can find out more by going to www.living-astrology.com or by going to www.empoweryoumedia.com. If you would like to find out when our shows are airing, you can follow us at Blog Talk Radio under Living Astrology. Please consider liking us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Living Astrology and also Empower You Media. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye for now. Have a stellar week.